Okay, we're up to the Kalmorim Shal Hani. So yeah, we have the Mishnah. Again, this is Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. So we had over yesterday in the Mishnah this thing called the Kalmorim Hamisu Amos. Okay, let's see the Rav. The Rav says Shenitma Echa B'Mashke. We have these different compartments. We have the Kalmorim Hamisu Amos Ubeis Talim Shal Eitz. Both of these things are made from wood.
So the painters, the
quill for the silver, the scribe, and the tavlin, the spices.
Right.
It's made of wood. Shenitma echad b'mashke. One of the compartments became tamei b'mashke. Leidnitma chaveiro. The other compartment does not become tamei. Only the compartment that becomes tamei. The other compartment remains tahor. Okay, that's what it says. Shenitma b'mashke loyditma chaveira. The rabbi here is very mayach and explains all the details. Now, shenitma echad b'mashke. One of the compartments comes from b'mashke. The rabbanon gozer al hamashkim haboy machmas sheretz latame kev. The rabbanon made a gzera on liquids with regard to liquids which come due to a sheretz latame kev. It's a din the rabbanon that if a liquid becomes contact with the sheretz, which means liquid is a rishon. The liquid and then the rishon makes contact with the utensil, and in a Torah it's not possible for the utensil to become tamei, because the utensil can only become tamei from an alpha tumba. This that we're saying that the utensil is becoming tamei from a rishon is purely a din derabanan. Derabanan goes to the mashma habayim achm sharis to kelim l'tamei kelim gezera mishum mashke zava shemitam kelim deraisa. The liquid, the spit, and the urine, and the zoiv of a zava. Those have the status of an afatoma, and they can contaminate kelim min ha-toyra. So because not everyone is so swift to differentiate between the mashke of a zav and regular water, tap water, so Chazal made a blanket gezera, that if liquid that is tamei comes in contact with the utensil becomes tamei. However, being that this tum is only tum midrabanan, the rabbanan were lenient in regard to the halacha that if the liquid touches the outside of the utensil, the inside of the utensil does not become tamei.
Right.
If it was the real deal, if it was the mashke of the zava, the sheretz, it was the mashke of the zava, and it would touch the outside, then the inside does become tamei. Everything becomes tamei. But being that this liquid is only midrabanan, so Chazal were not machmir. They said that only the outside becomes tamei, not the inside. Dafka, when it becomes tamei mashke, loydit mechaveroi, the other compartment. See, now I know what that means. I didn't know what it means yesterday. Dafka, when we have this idea that a liquid, here there are two different cases. He's showing here this case where there's a sheretz and here's a mashke. So dafka, in this picture, when liquid comes into this compartment, do we say that this compartment becomes tamei, but this does not? Why shekli shnit muvachod b'mashkim? A kli which can tell me on the back b'mashkim loy nit mutoich, because the halach is when it comes to a liquid, it's only on midrabanan. If it touches the outside, the inside does not become tamei. So each compartment is considered relative to the other compartments, the outside of the other compartments. When one of them becomes tamei with mashkin, have a doifen shel ha-tamei, the doifen, the wall of the tamei, is considered the achoyrov shel chaveroi. The loy nitma chaveroi, the chaveroi does not become tamei. Avol b'tumas sheret, we have a dead sheret to touch the inside. Deraisa, the galecha, the naga b'chli eitz, every time he touches the kli eitz, bein me'achoyrov on the back, bein mitoichai nitma. Therefore, if one of the compartments becomes tamei, the other one becomes tamei. Touch on the outside. This sheretz is touching the outside of this. Now he goes back. What about what we learned yesterday? Never is a kli cheres mekabel tuma from the outside. A kli cheres only mekabel tuma from the inside. The ein mekabel tuma me'agabay elam itaycha. Afilu betuma sheretz imnit me'echad mehem. Even if one becomes tamei, loy nit mechadera, the other one does not become tamei. Why the toycha shel ze, the inside of one, is nase gav lechadera, is automatically considered the outside of the other one. Uklicheres ein mitami migabe uklicheres is not mitami from the outside. So uklicheres, even a sheretz that touches one compartment will not contaminate the other compartment. That halacha is not true with regard to mashke, to wood. Wood, a sheretz touches the outside, they all become tameh. Only when it comes to a mashke, if mashke touches the outside, the other ones never become tameh. So basically, the mashke by a kli eitz is equal to a sheretz by a kli cheres. Avul kli eitz mit hamei migabai, bitum asheretz, avul lo bitum asamashkin, liya esnit mekulas. That's the whole halacha. Okay, then let's finish the whole Mishnah. Cholkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he disagrees. Cholkin es ovyoi, hameshamesh letomei tomei, hameshamesh letar tar. Okay, so what in the world does that mean? So let's take a look over here. Let's look at the picture before we do the relative of the picture. The rabbi, he's showing you the picture in a large version. He sees there's a dotted line. Uh-huh. He's saying over here that we're going to only half. He does sing a very small fine point. What happens? It seems if food would make contact with anything past the dotted line, according to the Rabbanon. Anything past the dotted line on a piece of wood is tameh. The only time the tumah stops is when you get to the bottom, when you get to over here. The entire thickness of this, the over here, this the inside is mashke, so that's the inside. The inside we said is equivalent to the outside of this one. We view according to the chachamim the entire thickness, all the way until here, I guess even until this little corner. I guess all the way until here to be considered part of the inside. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says no, we make a dotted line down the middle. Only the tumah only goes halfway, not more than halfway. That's what he says. Hameshamesh to tameh, the part of the thickness of the wood that's meshamesh to tameh is tameh. Hameshamesh to tar, the part that's meshamesh to tar is tar. Let's take a look at the Rav. Let's see what the Rav says. We divide the thickness. We draw that dotted line. Doifen of the thick wall, the rochav shebein shnei haribum, which is between the two squares. Raminan palgal haigisa upalgal haigisa. We cast half of the thickness to one side, and half of the thickness to the other side. Betumas mashkim derabanan. With regard to tumas mashkim derabanan, the chatzi even a defen shlotzar hatar tar, the ein alach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri pasach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. It's all says simple. Okay, vayta hamashamish latam mitam l'shamisham l'tar tar im yesh loy lizbeis. Yes.
This explains what hashamish.
Yeah, hamashamish means this half is serving. Well, if you take this delta, this thing is an inch. The thing is an inch.
Yeah.
So in halacha, we view that half of the inch.
I understand what
is serving. It's serving.
I understand how it fits into the words. Hamishamish l'tamei tamei.
The part. Yeah. Hamishamish means the part.
Yeah.
That is serving. Yeah. The container, the box that's tamei.
That's
tamei.
So if you tar, but the one that's mishamish the other side, which is tar, is tamei.
Tar, right?
Okay.
And the rabbanon they hold the entire thing is tamei. The entire thing is tamei.
Im yesh
lizbeis oidef lizbeis, that this is wood. This is wood. Look at the texture.
Yeah,
see, it's wood. And now we have a new case where there's a lizbeis, the lid. Im yesh lo lizbeis oidef. Let's say we have a lizbeis oidef. Nit echad mehem nit mechaveri. Then everyone agrees, even with mashke.
Yeah.
And the entire thing becomes tameh.
The whole
thing, because then we consider it to be all, everything is within one toich, one compartment. Let's see the Rav.
Same with Cheres. What would be Cheres?
Same thing. Cheres with the Zelda, because Cheres we view to be toich, color nitmel toichai. So Cheres, that's exactly the same thing. So here also, when you have even mashke, because no longer can we consider it to be the outside. That's the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the ganze Mishnah in one shot. Okay, it's a long, hard Mishnah. Hatmeim shebukli cheres. Okay, what tereshim cheres is a tavla sheyesh lo lizbeis. Right, that we went back. That is yeah, that's far. Tavla, did a lot of stuff here already.
Sounds like you just did it.
Tavla, here's the tavla.
Yeah.
Machta shlema,
yeah.
The shovel.
Yeah.
The tavla shimulei karis. Oh, a nayazach. A tavla shimulei karis. And the karis are permanently attached. Nitmo achas mehem sheretz. A dead sheretz falls into one. Loi nitmu kula. Because only kula shayipulal toichoi. This teichel shel zeh, but that's not teichel shel zeh. Sherech kli charis only metame from the inside. It's not metame from the outside. Im yeish lo lizbeis. There's a lizbeis. Now everything is considered to be in the teich. Then im yeish lizbeis oidev nitma achas yam nitma kulam. V'chein. The same thing is true if you have charis a vase tavlin shel charis. If you have instead of it being containers, you have a square box which holds spice and it's made from cheres. If a sheretz falls into one compartment, only that compartment is tumah, the other compartments are tar. Okay. However, let's say we're dealing with wood, but the kalmodim hamisu amoyz, but we have the same box that's made out of wood to hold ink, or based tavlin, or let's say this box is not ink, it's made to hold spices, and it's made from wood, it's based tavlin shel age, and nitmech and b'mashke, if one compartment comes on b'mashke, lo nitmech haveroi, then that mashke not, lo nitmech haveroi, only that compartment, but not its friend, not its friend. Rabbi Yechon, it says, b'mashke, lo nitmech haveroi, why? Because mashke, what's the lumbus? Mashke is only also midrabanon. Being that it's only us with Rabbanon, because not to confuse the mash, regular mashka with mashka of a zover, so we're only with Hame mid Rabbanon. And because only Rabbanon the Chazal will make all, it's only with Hame, if it touches the outside, it's not with Hame the inside. In order for mashka to be with Hame, it has to come on the inside, not on the outside. So pretty much a mashka when it comes to wood, is equivalent to a sheretz by cheres. Just like a sheretz minat Torah is only mitame on the inside by cheres, mashke is also only mitame midrabanan on the inside and on the outside. So that's the problem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Omer, he says a nuzach kolkinis of you, we divide the width of the container. Hameshamesh latame is tame. Hameshamesh latar is tar. Period. Im yesh lo lizbeis oidef. Let's say we have an additional lizbeis. Nitme echamehem nitme kul. Even when it comes to wood, if one part becomes tame with mashke, then the entire thing becomes tame, because then we consider everything to be considered to be inside the teich. Gvaldik, okay, good. Fight the next Mishnah. Halapit. What in the world is a lapit? A lapit is a torch. Okay, this is not the way I remember a torch in my yeshiva days, but we'll take it what it says here. Oh, by the way, let's take a look over what it says. Before you go by it, let's just take a look over what it says over here. You have some additional bayer. Kos, going back to the preview of the teich. Kos of teich is from Kiveger. Shalapir Sharosh Lael Nicha Shakol Haribuim Tmem Lufi Shahim Kliyachot Avalapir Sharav Sham Shasheritz Nid Mitane Eskulon Kihi Ba'avir Hatavla Kosher Kashakan Hu Kliyach and Makabal Tomami Aviroi the cost of Oyach Aramam Lael Perish Kumaharav Makan Perish Aramam Shalakulam Tmem Shem Shem Kliyachot. But he just says the same idea that here it's because kliyachad, the same idea. He's saying it's not mitame when the mayim goes into the wood and there's a lizbeis, so it's all considered to be one big kli. It's not, we'll leave it with that. All right. Okay, the lapid. What is a lapid? Nech chidudoi eini yocholam moid bifnei atzmayim. Okay, so we have over here, here's the ner, and the bottom of the ner has a piece sticking out. And this thing that sticks out cannot stand on its own. The only way this thing can stand is if you take this and you stick it into a holder. Now here they show this holder, and there we have a different holder. A holder called Ner. This is basically the holder. This is the holder. Here's the Ner. The top part is the Ner.
Right.
And this is basically, the shikob means the portion in which it is inserted. The portion which this object is inserted, that's called the base shiko. The ner is the upper part.
That of the long things that called base shiko.
We'll see. I don't know. Let's see. Halapid is tamei. Ubei shiko shel ner
What's tummy about a lapid?
Let's take a look at the Rav. Halapid. Ke'ein ka'ara shel cheres. It is a ka'ara. No, so the lapid is not this. This is the lapid. The lapid is this. It's the top part.
It's the way the nair is like.
It's where the nair. I think the nair is inserted. See over here. There's like a nair is like.
It's inserted into a.
Into a lapid. This part is a lapid. This, we're not even talking about, I don't even know what this is, there's no time. Okay. This upper portion is the lapid. Halapid is ken kara, shel cheres, a sort of receptacle made from cheres, michudedes, mulamata, it has a point on the bottom, the toichvin chiduda beroish kundus. This thing is called the kundus. That's the kundus. Doesn't say it, but and you take the lapid and you thrust it into the kundus, and the kundus is what keeps it hold, it keeps it in place. And inside this kara, you put in there a piece of cloth, the shemen, oil, the itron. Itron is naft, I think, right? Umalikin, and you light it. Umagvim lamala. And it you raise it above, and you lift it up, and you can see from far. They use this in order to send simonim that it's Rosh Chodesh. It's because this lapid is mechudedes, it has a point on the bottom. If you take the lapid and you put it on the table, it's gonna collapse. I mean, I would think, because you have a rule that it has to be a base kibble, it has to be a base kibble, that shiach lama b'fnei that can stand by itself, and it can't stand. Kamash mulan, the chiddush is oil, since the makam moshava misuka no miyuchod lo yishe b'reish akundus, since its moshava is misuka, and it's made, it's fashioned, that it should be inserted into the kundus, harezeh mitame, that's sufficient. And it's mitame.
Why is that sufficient?
Because you don't have, it doesn't have to be, that's the side of the mission. In order for a kli to be mekabel tumah, it does not have to be able to stand by itself. It just has to be made in a way where you can insert into another utensil, and where it would remain standing by itself. That's the side. Okay, ubei shikah shel ner. What is the ubei shikah shel ner? This a kli cheres. Ha'asu liyos saner yoshev v'shukah bo, mitame ba'avir. So it says in the mission, it's mitame ba'avir. So you get rid of that thing over there, take it away, and you would put a sheretz inside.
Take the
nair away. And you would
put
a sheretz in the egg holder. It would become tameh. The chashev ketoich, because the rule is, kilcheres needs a toich, letameh ba'avir. Av b'yishen kol nair m'shukabo, even though the nair is not m'shukabo, ki ma'at, and only a portion, doesn't make a difference, it's normal tameh.
You mean, I might think because it's not big enough to be mekabel.
Oh, right, the whole thing. That's the chiddush. Af al pi she'in kol haner meshukabo. The entire ner is not inserted. Ki ma'at min, only a small amount. It doesn't matter. It's sufficient. Okay, next. Hamarsek shel tzartzur. A new case. Now, what in the world is that? Oh, look at these pictures over here. Okay, let's right away look at the picture before we go by it.
Utensils of the old
thing. Isn't the safe amazing? If you didn't have the safe, you can even go Dalaramas without the safe. Isn't that amazing, the safe? Every picture is a home run.
Amazing. Is that a word?
Every picture is a home run. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though the other books, they're not as good as this. I mean, I don't know, I shouldn't say it because I don't really need the other books. But I mean,
you get a lot of secret guidance.
And the other volumes. You know, years ago I used to use like Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Erevin. Even simple things.
Sure.
Even like the simplest Mishnah, he has pictures. And you look at the picture. Oh, you know, I didn't understand the Mishnah that way. You know, Shekoyach, now I have a much clearer understanding of the Mishnah. One of you guys has Haskama from one of the big Rosh Hashivas, and he writes, you know, he talks about like the simplest Mishnah that they teach children. He writes like, you know, wow, I'm learning this my whole life. I never really appreciated the Mishnah until I saw the way he described it. Okay, here is this thing called, this funny thing called the Masrek Shel Tzartzur. Okay, what in the world is this? Masrek Shel Tzartzur, Shel Oysim Sav Pi Ha Tzartzur Lenoi. What's a Tzartzur? I don't know what that is. Nila Sheretz B'Avir Misrek Ha Tzartzur. Okay, here it is. Obviously, this is a Tzartzur is a container. It is a large container. Here is the Tzartzur. Okay, that itself is worth everything.
Right? I don't know what a tzartzur is.
Right? Tzartzur. It's
like a picture, no?
But the pitcher has on top a grate. I guess it's yesh al piv shechava, shevacha. Shevacha means a net, lattice work. But here it just means it has a grate. Maser reshes, the net. What's the purpose? V'hi asuya mecheres, and this net is made of cheres. Oh, that's the yisach cheres. Mitchilas yitzirasay, from the time it was created, the Ram, this is the Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Moshe, the Rama, Mikvos, Paragimel, Bishop. Okay, so it's a utensil which is used as a strainer. What is it called? The
Why did they use cheres?
Why? That's that.
To use cheres.
That's the standard of the day. They didn't have plastics. They didn't have synthetic materials.
They were nylon nets or something like that. No.
What is nylon made from?
I'm talking like the. For fishing nets or something.
No, it was made from reeds. It was made from linen. Oh, linen.
So linen.
Linen, flax. They were very limited what they had. They didn't have...
How would you be able to make pottery so thin that it would be able to be a...
That's what it says. They did it.
A straining apparatus.
I guess they did it. That's what they did it. What's it called? You have wine. You called it in... What do you put this thing on top of the bottle of a wine?
Like a cork.
No, it's called there's a fancy word. An aerator.
You put on a faucet.
What is the aerator? What does it do?
That's like they put those.
Right. They put on bottles of wine also. What's the Milo? What does it do? It airs out the wine.
I never saw an aerator. I mean, I've never been.
You go to a fancy catalog. No, I don't. I told you it was a Yates in the car. Let's not talk about that.
So they also have aerators on their wine bottles. I've never seen any.
You go look at the shopper in our business. You go look at these fancy catalogs. This, like one of the only things they have to sell a gift item, these aerators. I never know what it is.
I don't drink Concord grape.
You do all. Okay, but this is what it is. It's some type of aerator. That's what it is. It's like a type of faucet.
I don't think it's an aerator. I think it's a
sieve.
It looks like a strainer.
Okay, fine. So you have a utensil, and on top you have a strainer, and it's made from cheres, and it's permanently attached. It's not like you can go to the store and buy a new one to replace the old one. It's built in. That's how it was made. When they fashioned it, that's how it was made.
Okay.
So the Shiloh over here is, what is the status? We have over here, Hamasrek Shel Tzartzer. Now there's a masrek. The masrek means, in addition to this, they make these
ridges.
Okay, the masrek means like the nails, the comb. Sav piatzar tzulenoy. They make this for beauty. This is a design. And now we have nidlash. Now a sheretz gets caught. Now where did the sheretz get caught? And get caught either in one of the little holes, or it can get caught on one of the edges. The shail is this called the toich? Hermaisa, a klicha is only mitamin el toichai. Which of the two is called the toich? Do we say the inside of the grate is called the toich? But let's say it gets caught in between the ridges. Maybe the ridges create already a toich that if a sheretz is hanging, resting on the grate, it's called Teichai. You understand? Let's see. Hamashek Shal Tzartzer. Kli Cheres. Sh'oisim al piv Sivacha. So the sin. They make on the tip, they make a Sivacha. What's a Sivacha? Kemin Nichbar Masereshes. Nichbar, you write that word by the Mizbeach. The Mizbech HaNechoshes has a Michbar. Michbar is like a net. Not a net, it's lattice work. It's some type of crisscross. Masereshes, like a network. V'ham'or mimenu, someone pours menu, matil ha'mayim mimukoymos harbei. When you pour from it, the liquid comes out of multiple holes. An aerator. V'roi v'akelim sh'oisim ha'mayim. The Eretz Yishmol Asum Kach. He says that most of the kin that are made in the Arabic lands,
most of these kind of
are made like this. They're made with these aerators. That's how they make it. The Sav Eisa Sivacha, around that Sivacha, Boltim shinayim.
Teeth.
Teeth. Kamin, like the teeth of a comb. Shaisim, oisam lenoi. It's nothing more than beauty, beautification. It doesn't really show the whole thing. It doesn't show
how it makes it beautiful.
Okay, but that's how it is. Lenoi. Now the im, nitla sheretz bi avir oisam shinayim. If it is suspended as sheretz in the ear space of the shinayim, in the ear space.
How come he didn't drop the
so he's showing over here, he's not showing it, but he's saying there's a sheretz that's basically resting on the shavacha, and it's basically surrounded by the teeth. So what is Allah? Rabbi Lozer, they disagree. Ichosh of toich klicharis. Is this little thing, this teeth that surrounds it, lenoi, is that called a toich? Is that called the inside? The halacha chachamim, the chashiv le'toich. Yes, it's called a toich umetamin. So let's see. So it says hamasrek shel tzaratzur. The masrek shel tzaratzur. Rabbi Lezer mitaher. He holds that this is not significant. It's nothing more than lenoi. It's not called a real toich. Memela, it's tahar. Whereas v'chachamim mitamin. The Chum say it is tame, it's chashev. Okay, now let's just do this at the end. Ikim b'farshim, mekabel to magam b'mokam hamishuk, loy mishum yad, rak mishum da'osi l'noi, ikra akli, batul gavi akli v'havi le kishem kisam b'chli atzma. According to Abonon, what's tame? Not just the top part is tame, even the bottom, the whole kli is tame. Because since this part that protrudes is lenoi, it's considered an extension of the kli, the entire kli becomes tameh. Don't make a mistake and think the only part that becomes tameh is the part that's above.
On top.
No, he says here, mekam tu gam b'mokim ha-mishuk, in place of the mishuk, which means inside. Loi mishum yad, not because it's a yad. Rak mishum dosi lenoi, likra kli, dos lenoi. Literally, batul gabe hakli v'havi lekashem kesam b'chli atzma. Tiferes Yisrael says this. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Chum. Okay, that's it. We're done. Okay.
We're not done. Let's go over the Mishnah before we go by it.
Halapid, a torch.
Yeah.
A torch is everything together.
Yeah.
Tameh. No, I'm sorry. This is a lapid. This is called the kundus. That part is called the kundus alapid. Kundus. This portion is called the kundus.
You should really write over here, kundus.
It's all right.
I know you like to add.
Kundus. That's the kundus.
Beautiful.
Right, that's the kundus. And this is the lapid.
You're making hagos on his stuff.
Halapid, tame, the lapid. What's the chiddush? Even though the lapid can't stand by itself, the lapid has a chidud, has a point coming out, it has to be thrust into the holder. Since that's the way it's made, it's sufficient and it's tame. Halapid tame. Ubeis shikoi. Ubeis shikoi means this egg holder.
Okay.
Funny little utensil. Shal ubeis shikoi shal ner. How do you know that's an egg holder?
Actually, it's an air holder.
An egg holder.
Egg holder does look. You ever see those old-fashioned?
No, I saw by my grandmother.
Yeah,
like 100 years ago,
right.
Like 1,000 years ago.
Right. That's who we used to have.
But today, you ask a kid, take a kid out of high school, ask him an egg holder. They look at you like, what are you talking about?
Because nobody eats soft-boiled eggs anymore. In your day, your grandmothers, they ate soft-boiled eggs. They used to knock off the top and they eat out the.
Yeah, but no one put in an egg. You put in an egg holder.
Yeah. If they were
on a soft boiled egg, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
you eat the bottom part.
Ah, out. So yeah, that you let it fall into there. It's like I think you scoop out.
Right, you scoop. You keep half of the shell in.
Okay, world has changed. No one knows if this is anyone egg holder. Okay, halapet tamei basically shikah shel ner mitamei bo avir. Even though what's the chiddush? Even though it's not, it doesn't fully hold it. You would think that since the nair doesn't really fit inside, it's not
whole
called.
Way.
It's not called
the
real
base
kibble. Ah, gvaldik. Allah shalanda. Hamasrek shel tzartzur, the masrek, the teeth of the tzart. No, the masrek is. Yeah, it means everything. It means hamasrek. Hamasrek literally means what?
Is the strainer, right?
The strainer, right? The strainer. Mashrik, he's calling the Mashrik the teeth.
Or the teeth.
The teeth of the Tzartzur, because there's a strainer.
Right. That's the strainer. But that's two different things, no?
Right, they say that's the Savacha. He's calling this the Savacha. This is the Savacha. And the teeth of the Mashrik.
Here, the Mishnah.
It doesn't say, it's self-understood.
Oh my goodness.
It's self-understood. If you have a Tzartzur, it's self-understood. A Tzartzur automatically... Mashrik means the teeth of the Tzartzur. Tzartzur automatically means you're dealing with the Kli,
with the
Siv on top. So what is the Halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Metaher, there's no Toich. Eliezer Metaher, V'achacham Metam, he holds that it's a Watz the Chedesh, even though it's only also in Noi. It's only made for Noi beauty. It's not made for Mamish, Beiskil Mamish. It's okay. It's still called the Toich, and the entire thing becomes Tameh.
That's
what it says. Eliezer is a matar. Why? It's so you reading this because it's not part of the Iker Kli. It's only Linoi. It's not a wheel based kibble. It's only Linoi. According to the Chacham say no. Since it does form a receptacle and it is in the utensil, it's good enough. Okay, let's go to the next mission. Shir Kli Cheres Litoher. What is the Shir Kli Cheres Litoher? Now, what does that mean exactly? The Sula Mikabel Tumah. Once a Klicheres Shikles Lutah, that it's no longer Mikabel Tumah. The Sula Mikabel Tumah.
That's not a base kibble, you know.
Let's see over here. Right away, let's jump to the picture. It means this is a famous Mishnah. Uh-huh. This is one of the more popular Mishnahs in Masechta Kehillim. You have this in Shas Daf Yomi, man. You have this all over Shas. It means there's a hole. It's damaged. You have a very nice klicharis, and there is a hole. So now the shaila is, how big does the hole have to be in order that it's no longer usable, no longer serves a function, and in Mela there is no longer tuma. It's no longer susceptible to be makabel tuma, and if it was tuma until now, the tuma departs. What's the size of the hole? So again, this is a very classic. This is a classic Mishnah. Shir kli cheres litar. The shir kli cheres, if it develops, you have to add all these words into the Mishnah. If it develops the hole, it becomes tameh. So the first question is, what was this kli cheres manufactured for? When you went and you took the store and you bought it, what did you buy it for? What was the purpose? What was it made for? If it was made to hold food, if the hole is large enough where an aleph would fall out of the hole, it's no longer fit for use.
Okay. I still don't understand the language. The Shir Kli Cheres, what's the litar?
You have to add words into the Mishnah.
Good, so yeah. So what is
the
spot?
The Shir Kli Cheres, if it, that was Tameh, and now, develops a hole.
Oh, that makes it tar because it's not a Kli Kibble anymore?
Right, exactly. Or it was tar to begin with, but now that it developed a hole, it's no longer susceptible to tumah. So what's the shear? If it's also la'acholin, if it was made originally to be used for food, for zaysim, shi'uroi b'zaysim, the shear is a zais. If the hole is large enough that an aleph falls out, then it's tar. It was made to hold liquids. It's now made in the shear.
What's the shear of b'mashkin? What is that? Just a drop?
Yeah, just a tiny drop. Okay, we'll see in a moment. Let's say it was made for both liquids and for food. You can buy multifunctional. Even in those days, they had multifunctional utensils. Today, you know, that's the big marketing technique that you can use this for everything. Buy our bowl. It can even charge your iPhone with our bowl. It can do anything. It can make shalom bayis and charge your iPhone, and it'll make you a talmid chacham also. Everything, multifunctional. It's made for the lekach chacham matilin oisay luchumroy b'zaysim. So then, we go luchumroy. Matilin luchumroy b'zaysim with machmir. What are we machmir? Even though you use this occasionally to hold liquid, and now it has a teeny little hole, and all the liquid seeps out, so it no longer serves that function, but since it's still large enough to hold an olive, it's still tameh. When you bought this utensil, what was your intent? Yeah. I'm going to buy this utensil, occasionally it's going to store olives, and occasionally it's going to store liquid, it's going to store oil or water or grape juice, whatever it is. And now it gets a little teeny hole, so when I fill it up with water, all the water leaks out. So I can argue
that's
that
also it's used for olives too.
No, but I can argue that since half of what I want to use it for is no longer functional, that it's tahor. No, you were machmir. Since the other half of what you want to use it for olives, is still functional, that's enough for it to retain its tumah.
Okay.
Let's see what it says here in the Mishnah. Shir kli charis li tar desu lo mekabel tumah. Im hayatam, if it was tummy in the past, now it's tar. Ki ilu nishbar kuloi. Desu lo chazi le milsa so long of it for its function. Velo chashev tayach di day. Afilu hoi sechav zud miyuchedas le grey grays le goizim. Now he is saying, even if this barrel was designated for grey grays, dried figs, which they're humongous. A dried fig is like a watermelon. And it goes in nuts. The nikva b'moitzi the nikva.
Nuts aren't so big.
Okay, wait. What it means they're large and the size of an olive. They're very large. The nikva b'moitzi zayis, and now is a small hole to hoira. Why? Kolzman shaloi chazar.
Nikva b'moitzi
zayis.
That a zayis can go through you.
Yes, and a zayis is smaller than the average nut, right. and is smaller.
The gregus.
It's to hoira. As long as you did not designate it for pomegranates. In other words, even though this thing
is used for
grapes, and it gets a small size of a remain, it's tar.
Wait a second. And it has a hole the size
of a zayis. It's tahara.
It's tar. It's considered tar.
Right.
Even though these things cannot go through the hole.
Right. And even though that's what it was miyuchedes. I feel like it was miyuchedes.
Right.
Kolzman shloi chozar v'yichto ach kach lekal b'rimon mochiyot simba. Very good.
As long as you don't use it afterwards for rimon.
Yeah, rimon. Because even though you're using it, it's miyuchet for rimon, but since it also functions as a utensil that holds a zayis, once it gets a hold of a zayis, it's automatically the tar. Very bechidish. But let's say after it gets the hold, you first
test
for remind him tenea ad shetinoke b'moitzi remind until it gets the hold the size of a pomegranate. Pomegranates are pretty big. Or mishenikva b'moitzi remind once it gets a hold the size of a pomegranate shuv einay mekabel tum, it's not mekabel tum. Let's say it's made only for liquids. We're going to have to do this tomorrow because we don't have time. But there are two different types of holes. You see, there's a hole, a very big hole, where liquid comes out.
When it drops?
The liquid doesn't. Okay, we have to go do this, and then we put into utensils, there's water come and suck it. We'll do this midterm tomorrow. Okay, but.
Wow, it's late, okay. Started dollar already?
Started.
Gimel.
The
dollar already. We're moving in.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Must be Dutch.
Gotta learn sometime.
Harris, who would ever in my life think that it